good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, after a 19-hour deluge of pledges. Alan, an amazing fund drive, $1 million from the most loyal audience we could ever hope for.
David, I have to say, I'm blown away by the people who listen and are part of WAMC. It is a group of people who insist that there be institutions that lay it all out. We have a story this morning that has to do with Qatar and the other Middle Eastern Arab countries, and it is so fascinating to me that the president is taking credit for involving himself in something that seems to be at some real dissonance with the official policy of the United States. Qatar has always been a good friend of the United States. He now takes credit for basically blowing it up, the whole relationship with the Saudis, and the Saudis are not cooperating with the Qatar government or the economic ties that they've always had. And it would appear that Trump may have trudged into something with very little knowledge. This is a guy who has bragged in the past about not getting briefings. And we know that there are many times that he tweets things that are different from what official State Department and other policies are. So here is a pretty good example of basically stumbling into something. Now there's this huge debate as to whether or not his tweets are official governmental policy or, quote, just social media. It's ridiculous. I mean, he's the president of the United States. People hang on every word. The stock market hangs on every word. He tweets something, and if the tweet is a dissonance with official policy of the United States, it makes people a little crazy. They say, well, who's in charge here? Who's running the store? People want to know. People want this stuff explained to them. So do I, by the way. And it is a puzzle, and it's the kind of thing that people need to know and get involved in. Our audience, of course, is the smartest audience in the world, and you could tell by the incredible love and affection and reaction that we had yesterday during the fund drive. And we had the lockbox, of course, with $500,000, and then $500,000 came flowing in. It was unbelievable, and we are all, I mean all, incredibly appreciative.
How about the story, Alan, about the Attorney General Jeff Sessions saying he had offered his resignation to President Trump before he went on his overseas trip, and Trump said no, but has continued to criticize him?
That's pure Trump. Sessions, of course, being the one United States senator who is unequivocally for Trump and appointed and given his position based on Trump's now well-quoted need for, quote, loyalty. So Sessions does what's right from the position of the Justice Department, and Trump tells people he doesn't like it. But the interesting news now is that Sessions said, I could get out of here. And if he does get out of there, then who is Trump going to get that can be an effective Attorney General of the United States? He's still furious that Sessions recused himself from the Russian investigation, and an assistant attorney general becomes the guy, and you end up with a special prosecutor. The Russian investigation is just going ahead. The people in the House of Representatives in their committee, which made such fools of themselves, have now understood that they can't get away with that and are investigating. The Senate investigation is the one to keep your eye on, and then, of course, you have a special prosecutor. So it is something that Trump cannot like.
Governor Andrew Cuomo standing with Nancy Pelosi yesterday in a bid to try to flip the GOP-held New York seats, which include John Faso of the Hudson Valley, Elise Stefanik in the Adirondacks, Claudia Tenney in central New York, Tom Reed in the Southern Tier, and Chris Collins of the Buffalo area, as well as Lee Zeldin in Long Island. You've often talked about the governor not campaigning enough for Democrats to win the state Senate.
Which is right, but the Congress is something else. Look, he's really mad at Faso and Collins because of their amendment to the health care bill, which apparently got their votes, which was a cover, obviously, for both of them, for voting for the ACA revision and the insistence that Medicaid be paid for by the state and not by the counties. Listen, it's not a bad idea, I'll be honest with you. Many other states do that. The governor, by the way, is furious about it because it obviously breaks his budget by shifting from the counties to the state. But because Trump's unpopularity in New York State is so great, this could be real trouble for many of the Republicans in the congressional delegation, and I think he sees it.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thank you for your energy. Listeners, thanks for your generosity.
And thank you, David.
Thank you. Keep listening, everyone.